Hello, everybody. We're starting a little later today, but it is almost spring. Well, it is spring. Of course, they got a crescendo at that time. It is springtime here, and we are going to start the show usually any closer to 8:30 than 8, I would guess. So thanks for everyone standing by. It's a big call of the show. And did I already say? No, I didn't say. It's Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024. It's always important to get the date stamp because one day when you find the show in some vault, you are going to need the year, not the day or the month. Welcome, everyone. We're playing Bridge Over Troubled Water by a couple members of the tribe. What's the name? Simon and Garbuncle. Carbuncle. And the reason, of course, why we're playing that is, of course, of the Baltimore Bridge demolition. And we have Lynn Ertel, because this is Tuesday, and it's the Lynn Ertel show. And, of course, we have the Baltimore event, and she lives in the Baltimore area, so she probably knows a lot about these kinds of things. Did you head down today to take a look? Did you have time?
I called up some friends who live down in the area. Some of them own boats, so everybody was out in their boat.
Oh, really?
Looking at the wreckage, yeah. They're, you know, little motor boats, sailboats, that kind of thing.
Did anyone get a picture?
People are putting videos. There's all kinds of videos of this.
Okay.
So,
well, you were on the Gemma O'Doherty show with Fake Nukes Phil. Fake Nukes was pumping out the videos before dawn. Where he lives. So he got up real early. Did somebody call him in the middle of the night saying, get on it, Phil, or what happened? I wonder.
He got right on the case. I think he said, you know, I was laying awake. This happened about just before 2 in the morning.
Yeah, 1:30. It said 13, 1 plus 13 code there. And did you hear the bang?
Well, that's ridiculous. It shouldn't have made any noise at all. Because it's just a bridge that collapsed on the water, that's all.
No, but when the boat hit the bridge support, what's that called, a stanchion, or what is a bridge support called?
A pylon, they call it a pylon, pillar, you know.
Pillar,
yeah.
Stanchion,
truss,
no, maybe not.
Now, I've driven over that bridge many, many times, as of other people. It's part of the Baltimore Beltway.
Yeah, I've looked it up. I had to look it up. I looked it up early in the morning. Every American city has a ring road, mm-hmm. beltway, whatever you want to call it, so you can zip around from one side to the other going in a big donut. So now now you have a semicircle around Baltimore,
essentially, or maybe three quarters of a circle or two thirds of a circle.
So
they're gonna have to reroute.
What was your first inclination? I know what mine was. I'm an auto hoaxer. What about you?
Well, sure. I mean, right away, I wondered if the report was even real.
Yeah,
but then as the details started coming in, it sounded like, yeah, maybe this really did happen. It really was a bridge collapse.
Yeah.
So I was lying awake in bed, flipping in the dark with my remote control, flipping across terrestrial radio, you know, AM and FM radio to get the real time reports, because this is important in Chicago and New York.
Yeah.
Locally here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
What you've got is Baltimore sits on the Patapsco River, which spills out into the Chesapeake Bay. Now, we call it the Patapisco River because you don't want to fall in it. Let me tell you, it's real polluted.
Okay, polluted with what? Industry?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, if you look at most of these port cities, you know, the Harbor Place in Baltimore, it's real. You don't want to fall in that water. You could get real sick, you know.
I love how Google Maps puts incidents now on the map. So here we have the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. That's a point on the map when I type in Baltimore.
Yeah, because it's part of history now. But let me give you an idea of, let me situate this culturally for you.
All right. The culture of Baltimore.
Right.
Oh, by the way, let me interrupt one more time. A pier holds up the bridge and lays upon an abutment, according to Dingo Baby. Thank you for that.
Okay.
There's some bridge terminology there.
piles. They put in piles.
Yeah.
In order to create a surface in which to install pillars and pylons, right?
Okay. I'm looking at the map of Baltimore. It's a square at the top, and then it kind of goes on a...
Well, what you want to focus on is that blue water there, because that's where everything happens.
Right. See? The Patapsco River.
Right.
And it goes up this way. Where does it go once it goes up here to the north? Does it run up somewhere?
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, it runs into the Alleghenies or something like that. But
All right.
But the important thing is you can't get in or out of Baltimore except by this route. And you have to take the channels where you're not going to get stuck. They constantly have to dredge the harbor to keep the silt from piling up and to keep ships from getting stuck. Yeah.
Where is the port? Where does a container
ship
go?
It's right there. You know, really, if you trace the outline around that blue, that whole thing is the port of Baltimore.
No, but where do the ships park? Over here, Locust Point?
Locust Point is one of the places. Sparrows Point is another. Dundalk Ship. There are many, many. Yeah, there are like about a dozen different places where ships... Baltimore is actually bigger than New York City, Philadelphia, or Boston in terms of the amount of cargo that it handles.
And they can take deep sea vessels?
Well, that's only if they dredge the harbor regularly. You understand?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
There's channels. There's very narrow channels, really. If they deviate from these channels, they probably will get stuck, but that doesn't happen. It almost never happens. But, not far from where all of this went on is a buoy floating out there. And that buoy marks the location of the British ship.
Fort Carroll?
Well, no, Fort McHenry is what you're looking at.
Oh, it says Fort Carroll here.
Well, there's Fort Carroll on one side and I think Fort McHenry on the other.
Okay. So there's a buoy? A buoy?
Yeah, there's a buoy to mark the spot where the British Navy was when it bombarded Fort McHenry, and Francis Scott Key, who was a lawyer who was held prisoner on this British ship, he watched the bombardment of Fort McHenry, and he was so inspired that he borrowed the melody from an old German drinking song, and he created the Star Spangled Banner, which is our national anthem.
An old British drinking song. I love it. You
get history here. I think it was a German drinking song.
Oh, German, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. I've got the Google Little Man Street View on the Fort McHenry or Fort Carroll thing here. So there's a look at the bridge. Can you see it?
Yeah.
So it looks like this bridge was totally connected. So
have you even looked at the video of the bridge collapse?
A little bit.
I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. The whole thing comes down in one piece just because this ship bangs into a pillar, supposedly.
Right. Is that much of a pillar? No.
Yeah, there's a pile. See one of those pylons there? Yeah. Now,
that's a pier. That's called a pier, according to Dingo Baby.
This is this boat is what they call a supermax container vessel.
Right. So that's as big as it gets.
Big as it gets. And my understanding is that I always thought that they don't just take off from the port once they're loaded and they're ready to leave. They're towed out by tugboats.
Oh, interesting.
Right, because they're not so easy. They're these huge monsters.
They don't steer too good.
Right, exactly. And there's so many things that can go wrong. So typically you have two tugboats that tow this thing out far enough.
Did you hear that, Tom Wax Bottles? The ship doesn't matter if the ship loses power. It's supposed to be tugged out.
Exactly.
So who cares if it loses power? Let it go drift out in the Atlantic in port where it's important to navigate properly so you don't hit anything. It's tugged out.
Especially.
Interesting. Great point. Did you bring this up on the Gemma show or are you leaving this? You giving
yeah,
us
we
the
talked
good
about
stuff?
This. We talked about this.
Oh, you're supposed to save any good stuff for this show. Oh, well. Okay. Good stuff.
Almost immediately. There's talk of sabotage, and it's all over the place. I'm not going to be surprised if Donald Trump doesn't come out and sort of tiptoe around
ISIS-K or ISIS-B for Baltimore.
Yeah, he may say, well, some people are saying General Michael Flynn was on Alex Jones, and he said...
Oh, bro, I can't stand that guy.
He connected what happened in the Port of Baltimore to the...
Moscow?
Yeah, to what happened in the Crocus Theater.
Oh, man, we're so much smarter than these idiots.
Well, that's the narrative they're running down. We're reaching a point now where it's not like 9/11, where if you said, hey, this was deliberate, or, well, you know, this was an inside job. If you said that now, people would take you seriously. A lot of people would take you seriously. Lara Logan on Twitter runs down the whole purpose of shutting down. Look, shutting down the Port of Baltimore means all these ships. And they're sitting there. They're stacked up out in the Chesapeake Bay. Now they got to reroute themselves to Philadelphia, Boston, New York City, somewhere else. I think I read something like $12 out of every 100 that the economy of the city of Baltimore earns is from shipping and transport in that harbor. That's how important it is to Baltimore's economy. So this is a real catastrophe. But remember, they didn't just bring down the bridge. Apparently, they've also got this ship sitting there stuck in this channel. So nobody can get, no large vessels can get in or out of the harbor. And so that's doom for the economy of the city of Baltimore, which is not doing very well anyway as it is. It's already got all kinds of crises going on.
Okay, this is my thread at fakeologistforums.com. I started the Baltimore Bridge demolition thread, and this is my theory. I'll make it real easy. My take without looking, and I didn't barely look at it. This is another 9/11 event. The footage you're given is fabricated. It will be analyzed forever, like the World Trade Center plane footage. The bridge, like most USA infrastructure, was probably in need of extreme repair and needed to be replaced. It's Controlled Demolition Incorporated of Phoenix, Maryland, probably blew it up like any other bridge. And now the insurance companies or governments, you, will pay for it.
President Biden just called a press conference where he said the federal government's going to pay for it.
See?
And they asked him, they said, well, what about if it was the ship's fault? I think the ship belongs to Maersk. Is it White Lion or Maersk? That the White Lion may be a subsidiary of Maersk. I don't know. But and Biden fumbled around, you know, because some people were saying, well, shouldn't the shipping company pay for rebuilding the bridge since they destroyed it? And Biden had a hard time answering that. But he is promising that this would be rebuilt entirely with federal money. Isn't that generous of him?
Well, how does infrastructure, it's an interstate road. So who pays for interstate roads? Is it the states now? Because the feds built them initially.
Well, a bridge, though, the bridge is a state. The state pays for a bridge mostly.
Okay, I know, but it's an interstate road.
Right, and they do get money from the federal government, obviously, for improvements.
Right,
and stuff
as
like
long
that.
As they do fulfill certain things.
Yeah. What I referenced this afternoon with Gemma was the discussion that you did on Greg Loiseau. Is that how his name is pronounced? Loiseau?
Mark Loiseau, yeah.
Of Controlled Demolition Incorporated, CDI Incorporated. And right. These are the people we're pretty well convinced did 9/11.
Of course. Well, they do most of the demolitions around the, at least North America.
It's a highly specialized field. There are probably very few firms that are into it. It's a very select community. And you had posted a link to an interview or a video presentation.
Right. That was in Toronto last year, where he basically said, we can't do controlled demolitions without the federal or state help because we can't get insurance because of the liability problems.
Right.
We get sued all over the place by people saying we cracked their foundation. We did this. We did that.
Right.
So the future of controlled demolition just can't there is no future without the government giving us limited liability.
But sure, of course, that wouldn't have necessarily been the case here, because I don't think there would have been any collateral damage to neighborhoods or small businesses or crack foundations or water main breaks.
Well, I think the main thing here is, how much do you think this bridge would cost to replace, if not rehabilitate?
Well, think about the cost. You've got to legislate it first. You know what I'm saying? You got to pass legislation to put up the money to do it.
Yeah. Well, in Maryland, they'd have to float a bond, wouldn't they?
Right. Exactly. It'd be a long, complicated process, and they don't want to go through that because the voters might reject it, for one thing.
Yeah. How do you guys build infrastructure in the United States now, honestly? Because all your bridges are falling down. You got potholes. The whole interstate system is crumbling. Where's the money going to come from? There's only one entity in the United States that can print money. It's the feds. So they're going to have to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also would like to point out, I said this on the audio chat earlier, that they've been collapsing interstate bridges all over the place. A few years ago, we had the Interstate 5, I-5 in Washington, that they said a Canadian truck knocked one of the support beams over top and the whole bridge collapsed into the river. Are you kidding me?
There was one in Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia, they blamed on a tanker. That's an easy one because they say the tanker's so hot, it melts the steel. Here we go again with melted steel.
Right.
Do you really think they build bridges that could collapse with one truck crash, including fuel? I mean, give me a break. The redundancies should be off the charts.
Yeah, and if you look at the video of this particular bridge collapse, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
well, first of all, the videos themselves are highly questionable. You could tell they've adjusted the speed.
Where do they come from? Where do the videos come from?
Well,
where are the sources? Come on. This
right.
is what we need to ask. What's the source of the video? No one asked.
Right, because the only cell phone, the only authentic amateur cell phone mobile device footage you're going to get is after it's over. There's plenty of that out there. There's all kinds of real-time shots of what it looks like now. But at the actual moment it occurred, 1:30 in the morning, who's going to be around, really? I'm surprised it was caught on camera to begin with, aren't you?
Of course. The only question is, that's what I mean. Where did this come from?
Right.
I like here, Justin Trudeau blames climate change. Well, I don't think this is a real story. I think this is another joker, but yeah,
probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I predict that P. Diddy is going to blame his sexual compulsions on climate change.
Why not?
Why not? It works.
Okay, here is the picture, alleged picture of the bridge.
Now watch the way the bridge goes down. It's ridiculous.
Well, we're watching the light go off and then on. We got
a little puff of smoke, and then the power came back.
A little puff of smoke comes out, or big puffs of smoke are coming out of the thing here. So this is sped up, blah, blah, blah.
Right. See how fast those cars are moving?
Well, it's sped up. Okay, right. We get that. It's sped up. So the cars, if there are cars or trucks, would be. Here we go. This is, so for everyone who wants to. I surmise that this is not a real video. If it was a controlled demolition, guess what? That's pretty much what it would look like.
It's perfect. Yeah.
And to that end, I did go to CDI just to have a quick look at this. And I'll play a bit of this.
Artfully as we do it.
CDI, the Loiseau Group.
So we've got it all down to a science.
If you want to see what their version of controlled demolition of bridges look like, here you go. Hey, it looks a lot like a boat hit it.
Exactly.
Look at that. I love the flash of angles. Look at that one. That's a huge truss. See, they don't go very far. They just want to bring it down to the ground. Not much to it, huh?
Nah.
the I-90 Inner Belt Bridge in Ohio. Yeah, Dave J, we're not taking guests right now, so get to you in a bit if you can. Anyway, all the bridge demolition that you can stand to watch, here it is. So to me, it's just there's really not a lot of conspiracy to this. It's just a simple, this is how we fund infrastructure in the United States.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. I mean,
without having to go through legislation and a bond issue, you know, there'd have to be a referendum for the bond and all that. I did a screen share on this one image because I think it really says everything we're saying.
All right, I'm watching.
Know, look at how the ship would have hit it. I mean, come on. And the whole, yeah. every pin on the bowling alley went down at one time. That's right. What happened, which is ridiculous.
Right. If so anything, you're saying this section would just go down a bit.
Right. It would collapse in the middle, of course.
So you put this, the Dolly Bowl, the perfect strike?
Well, I found that on the, somebody pointed that out. I thought it was a nice idea.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Yeah. You know? People are going to endlessly debate this, aren't they?
Well, it's different now, though. It's different than with 9/11 because now half the people are already thinking maybe this was an inside job of some kind.
Yeah, but we get all the usual suspects seeding all these crazy ideas that it's Russia,
it's China,
it's China. No,
right. Cyber attack on the ship's software system. You know.
You really think you can steer the ship from remotely from China? Are you kidding me?
No, well that's not. They're claiming that sabotage is going on here, maybe some kind of network sabotage, but yeah. Like I say, we're in a different time now, and people are going to look at this and they're going to be very, very suspicious. So yeah, you're right, there's going to be an effort now to try to cyber herd all the suspicious people into graduated, yeah, well, BitChute is kind of a graduated animal farm in a way, but you're right, they're going to come out with all kinds of rabbit holes. Let's do a Russia rabbit hole, let's do a China rabbit hole. But it is very interesting to me that General Flynn is on Alex Jones basically denying that the Russians did it. You know,
right. So it's everyone but the United States Incorporated that did it. As usual, right? As long as you talk about any other group, is any other conspiracy outlet talking about what we say?
Well, you have to look at it as sort of overlapping or intersecting circles.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, a lot of these people are intersecting us in terms of what we're saying.
Yeah.
And what are we saying? We're saying this was a controlled demolition. If they can accept that much, right now they're thinking, well, this was sabotage. The ship was deliberately steered into the pylon. And that's something that we got to explain. Well, we're back to 9/11 again, right?
Yeah.
A plane crashing into a skyscraper is not going to cause it to go down like that. And right. It's the same thing with this bridge. There's no way that this bridge is going to collapse in that way just because a one particular pier or pylon got hit by a ship.
Right.
But there's a bit larger agenda here, and the agenda is to create an excuse for supply chain disruptions, right? Because they're saying, for example, that the trucks that travel the Baltimore Beltway are now going to have to go 30 miles out of their way all the way around the opposite side of the Beltway because this bridge isn't there anymore.
Right.
They're saying that ships until they get the thing out of the way, they're in the basically nothing is happening in the harbor of Baltimore There isn't going to be any container loading at all until this is cleared up. Can you imagine how much that's going to cost economically? And Baltimore's already in bad shape.
Economically, the U.S. is already in free fall collapse. I don't think this is going to make a big difference to the big picture. They're already burning money like it's going out.
It's bound to make people more paranoid. It really is.
Right, right.
So, you know, our posture in this should be, hey, this was engineered by design.
Right.
Videos that we're seeing have to be sourced back to the liars who we know are always hoaxing us.
Yeah.
It was very likely a controlled. It says one's engineered and they wanted a complete job. It is almost certainly a controlled demolition. And so then the next question is, who would have the means and the motive to do this?
And that same old, same old.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Same entity that's running everything. United States Military, Department of Defense, State Department, all those agencies.
We shouldn't hesitate to compare this to 9/11. Yeah. It is just like 9/11.
Yeah. Same old people.
Yeah, same old, same old. But we're, like I say, we're in a different environment now. Because now we actually have a statistically significant segment of the population that I think is ready to really ready for our message. They're hungry for our message because we're the only ones who can actually explain this.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll be asking why, and that's equally important. What is the agenda behind it? And I went back and I started watching those videos of the World Economic Forum's
Hey, there's a big ship in the harbor here. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all talking about Klaus Schwab was predicting.
So I'm looking. It's a pretty big port. Okay. You got the big crane booms over there.
Yeah.
Is China taking over? Have they taken over your port yet?
You know, I haven't heard much about that. I think they tend to focus more on the West Coast, like Long Beach, I understand they control, which is the LA port.
Right.
And the Panama Canal, I understand they administer the Panama Canal. I haven't heard much about them. And what about Canadian ports? They're on the West Coast. I know that the Chinese are over there in Vancouver, but do they also operate on the East Coast of Canada?
I don't think a lot of freight comes through Halifax or Halifax. I think the big port is Montreal, which of course is the biggest port. Yeah. The biggest shipping center in Canada since the beginning. That's where everything came through. That's why Montreal was the biggest city in Canada for the longest time, because of shipping. You know, I'm just driving over the bridge here now. It doesn't look like it's in really bad shape. The pavement looks pretty good. I don't know what year this is from, but
the thing was built in 1977.
But you know, they maintained it. Look at the truss. I don't even see any rust.
Well, it's pretty easy to maintain something like that, right? It's nothing but steel and some asphalt. I understand they claim that there was a construction crew filling potholes at the time. But, of course, the real question is if this really was an accident, why weren't all these cars falling into the river? I mean, traffic on that bridge is heavy any hour of the night.
Right, of course.
And there's tractor trailers going across. I mean, everything.
Yeah, it's just a major interstate in the
Like, what, two or three cars fell in and they belonged to the construction crew that was working on the bridge?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense either.
As I'm driving across, I see the construction vehicles all over the place. I guess I'm not going anywhere now, am I? Anyway.
Now, they're claiming they fished two people out of the water. One of them is in the hospital, allegedly in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one refused any medical treatment or transport and went home by himself.
Right. Okay.
So we don't. And here's what gets me. Wouldn't you think the media would be running around trying to get interviews with that individual who survived? Who fell, like, who knows, it's like a 100-foot drop. It's quite a drop into the water.
Right.
If you're a media, you'd be hunting down somebody who had a story to tell like that.
Yeah.
Where are they? Why aren't we seeing interviews with the survivors? But Phil says, let's wait. in another day or two, we're going to start to see the crisis actors trotted out on camera. Right.
And that's all the people that are sitting around at Fort Armistead at 1:30 in the morning with their cameras videoing container ships. They'll all start coming out of the woodwork, won't they?
Well, sure. There's a whole community of people that do that, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Boat spotters.
Yeah, just for our benefit.
Yeah.
instead of train spotters, they're boat spotters.
Yeah, well, like I said, this is the way they do it. I'll do one quick search here for the I-5 bridge collapse in Washington. They blame that on a Canadian. I love it. With the I-5 Skagit River Bridge. That was on May 23rd, 2013. My God, does time fly. Do you remember this one?
It's been a long time. That's a long time ago, 2013.
So only one of the spans, there were four spans on this through truss bridge built in 1955. And only one of the spans collapsed.
Right, exactly. That's how it would happen. This, by the way, they're saying that this bridge in Baltimore that collapsed, I think they're saying more than a half a mile of bridge is in the water. Think about the length of that. They basically demolished the whole thing. They did a complete job, right?
But I don't know what the normal rehabilitation schedule is for a bridge. I guess it might be a little more for this because it's salt water, so it might deteriorate a little more quickly, etc. But
well, it wasn't the most modern bridge. Maybe it did need to be replaced. That's possible.
Well, maybe it. Maybe they want to accommodate bigger ships. Maybe the ships are bigger now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So maybe there's that. Maybe it needed to be widened, and the only way to widen it is to get rid of it.
And rather than going through the process of, a motion in the state legislature and a bill and...
Maybe they don't get the money. You can just wait for the federal government.
Right. Because they've already said that... I heard a politician... last night saying that, or early this morning saying that, that they had budgeted money, that the number one giant transportation project in the state of Maryland was going to be something called the Red Line, which was an extension of the mass transit rail transit system.
Right. Because that's Agenda 21.
Right. But now this politician was saying we're going to have to spend that money on rebuilding this bridge.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Which I guess contradicts what Biden said. Biden said it's going to be federal money.
Right. Right.
But isn't it interesting that no one yet, where's the people saying, where are the people blaming the ship? Where are the people blaming the shipping company?
That's just a prop. Wow. Baltimore is almost like a suburb of Washington. Compared to this, look at the size of Washington, D.C., and Baltimore is just sort of up here to the northeast of it.
Yeah, they're about 45 minutes from each other. I could get in my car and drive to D.C., right? I could be in front of the White House in less than an hour.
Wow.
Depending on traffic. So, yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, you are close there. That's interesting. Real close. So it's a no-brainer for Biden to send some federal money up that way and get it fixed.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats of Maryland locked up for sure. Wes Moore is the governor. They trotted him out. They trotted. But Gemma put up a video of the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott. You got to watch. This guy's a clown. He's such a clown. You
Bring
should play
the
that just for your own.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that. But
if you find it, you want to play it, I can look for it too.
It does not inspire one with confidence. You know what I mean?
No.
Here we go. Here he is. Let's see if right.
Okay, share your video here.
All right. Let me see if I can share this.
On my screen,
let's do that.
on my screen here.
There we go.
Okay, Lynn's going to share now. I always like, okay, here we go.
Let's but in a huge section, that's barreling ridiculous. Into Look the at water. That. We learned two people have been rescued, but officials say they're still looking for seven people believed to be in the water. Right now, multiple agencies are responding to this and assisting in the search and rescue effort. So joining us now on the phone with more on this story is Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Mayor. I imagine this must be an incredibly
Mr.
difficult
Mayor.
Morning for you, for your entire community. First of all, how are you?
Well,
how are
I'm
you?
As good as can be. This is it's not about me. It's about those families directly impacted in the community that is having an unspeakable tragedy unfold right before their eyes.
Unspeakable
yeah,
tragedy.
There's a lot going on. Let's start with the latest on the ground. Any updates on the number of people rescued there?
No, same number, still two, and we're still looking for those seven individuals, and that's what the focus is for us. So this is an active search and rescue that we're going to continue. We're first and mainly concerned about those souls that we know that are in the water, and everything else is secondary to
those
that.
Okay, and can you speak a bit about the impact on the community this morning and your role in all of this? We understand there are multiple agencies working in tandem on this search and rescue effort.
Yeah, listen, this is not just a city of Baltimore effort. I just was on site. Our governor came on site to the search and rescue. Everybody is working together, city, state, federal folks, local folks, county folks are here supporting. My good friend and colleague, County Executive Olszewski, has been with us. Everybody's working together to try to save lives, because that's what matters right now.
Okay, and we are just getting some new information this hour, Mayor, about what officials believe may have happened. The boat, the ship that is, lost propulsion before this bridge collapsed. Can you confirm this? Do you have any additional details around this?
I cannot
confirm. How would the mayor know anything?
It's a part of the open
exactly.
investigation.
He barely knows where he is,
time
probably.
For us to go through and dissect every single moment and put that timeline together. But right now, our focus is on the search and rescue and saving lives. We're happy that the individuals
are Is there anything more that he has to say?
There are folks in that water.
Yeah,
that
you can
find.
Turn him off, I guess.
So the White House is saying, Mayor, that they're willing to offer assistance in this case. What kind of help might you need?
Well, listen, I've had direct contact with Secretary
we'll
Booty
turn
Gag.
Him on.
Secretary Booty,
Booty.
Gag.
Booty Gag. Here's a tweet from Justin Trudeau's Ego, one of my favorite accounts on Twitter. The images of the Baltimore Bridge collapse are shocking, and my government is taking steps to keep Canadians safe. That's why we're implementing a new bridge tax. Anyone going over or under a bridge will pay $100, which we will use to fight systemic racism and climate change.
I want to point out that
that's a great account. Justin Trudeau's Ego. Everyone needs to take a look at that account.
Hey, he's
here we
for
go.
Us.
Here's his latest tweet. In the aftermath of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, we want our citizens to feel safe. That's why we're announcing that Canadian bridges are safe and effective. We did clinical trials and inspections on all our bridges in 1 hour. And if you ask questions, you're a racist. I love
it. And here's a comment.
Sorry, you're a racist science denier who takes up space. Anyway, you got this is Justin Trudeau's Ego. I'll put a link to that account. If you like good satire, that's the best. That's my favorite kind of comedy, I think.
There's a comment that I saw under that YouTube video. Listen to this.
Yeah.
The guy says, quote, "That's all it took to take down an entire bridge? This has happened in the Bay Area, and those bridges didn't collapse like toys. Heck, even in third world countries, when this happens, bridges don't fall down like this. Something is wrong," right? So you're already seeing people looking at those videos and saying it doesn't.
Now, I will say, looking at the size of that boat, that ship, compared to the bridge, they definitely need a larger expanse without any obstructions below. So if you said they use tugboats to get it through, I would agree that they would probably need to precision steer it under an older bridge like that. So you can bet that the new bridge will probably be one extreme section where there's nothing underneath it. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's so they can get rid of the tugboat. So it's just a huge free and clear area that they can just steam out of the harbor under their own power. Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah, that's possible, I suppose.
Get rid of the tugboats, you know.
A big part of this is the fact that you can't just sail through you can't just take any route out of the harbor. You've got to take a channel
where it's dredged
that you're not going to get stuck in, you know. Yeah, right. It's been dredged.
Right. But either way, the bridge is sort of dwarfed in a way by the size of the ship.
There's been no mention at all of the pilot. Now, normally, harbor pilots, because they're familiar with a particular port, they actually pilot the ship out to sea, and then the regular pilot takes over. Isn't that typically the way it's done? Yeah, that's why they're called harbor pilots. Because the normal ship's pilot is probably not going to be familiar with the particularities of that harbor. That's harbor. But one way or another, just, you know, getting something that size out into the ocean, that's not something you're not going to be casual about that.
You know, it's sort of the same as trucking. You know, a lot of times the truck from over the road comes into the local terminal and the local drivers take it around the city because they know the ins and the outs. So they're not exhausted from driving 600 miles from the day before. So that's what I do. I'm more of an intercity driver. I don't do over the road. So yeah, you have these local yokels that deliver the freight. Same with the ship, navigate into the harbor with the local pilots. That makes sense. I like it. I'm not in the container ship business, but yeah. Okay. Well, so I've created a thread on the Fakeologist forums, fakeologistforums.com. And you can take a peek at that if you guys want. I don't think it needs a hell of a lot of deconstruction other than that. I like this guy who's complaining about fishing.
I mean, I can't fish under there no more, but, the force that took to do that doesn't look like the ship damage at all.
Smash the ship.
I like how the ship doesn't even probably have a scratch on it, right? Does anyone... Any close-up of the ship?
I know people are seeing aerial views and different angles of this, but just from right here where we are on the edge of the water, we're a little bit far away. But it's just incredible.
It is incredible. It's devastating to look at. I think something's been there since 1977. Actually, the anniversary just passed.
Yeah,
the 24th.
Who celebrates the anniversary of a bridge? Who would know that? Would a fishing guy know that? I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Well,
the anniversary of the bridge, where they have a birthday cake on the span?
Well, it is named after the guy who wrote the
Star Spangled Banner. I know, but who would know the birthday of the bridge? What a ridiculous thing to say.
So,
let me hear that again.
Actually, the anniversary just passed.
Yeah,
the 24th.
Yeah, a few days ago.
So, to think something's been there 40 plus years or whatever. I'm not good at math.
47 years. Yeah,
I like he's not good at math.
It's hard to fathom, right? I mean, people are saying, even I think I heard the mayor say it's like something out of a movie.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the other thing we love to pick up on.
I heard that almost from the beginning. Yeah. Almost from the beginning, everybody was saying, oh, it looks just like a movie, just like a movie, just like a movie. It's really weird. Like an action movie.
Well, no, that's to me, that's hoax code. We identify that. Like a movie. That's John Le Bon's favorite saying with the Harley guy. Ream, just like a movie.
So I think what's happening here is, you know, they can only do things like this so many times before people start to change their worldview, you know, and no longer see these things as natural or spontaneous or organic or accidental.
But what is it going to change? If this is the way you fund infrastructure, who cares? What's the big problem? No one dies and no one gets hurt.
Right. In a corrupt society, of course, people will let them get away with this, but more and more people are going to realize what's going on.
But are they going to have a problem with it?
Well, that see that, you know, that's
as long as you don't raise my taxes, I don't care what you do.
Well, here's what Phil argues. Phil says, here's what he says, and I have to agree with this. If they really created serious disruptions in the supply chain, we're talking like food shortages, palpable food shortages, then people would start to get riled up.
Then Americans would start to lose weight first.
Well, they'd be out in the streets. They'd be doing something, see? They'd be rioting.
I think the idea that Americans are going to riot, especially with their guns, that's a hoax. I don't see it.
You know,
couches. Don't forget the Canadians that had the actual truckers protest. That was fairly well attended and well participated in. Americans didn't have anything like that. I guess it's mainly because they didn't have as much of a uniform COVID lockdown protocol like maybe Canada did.
Vary from state to state. But the COVID thing showed us how many doctors, nurses, medical personnel who knew that the CDC was lying, but they had to go along with it anyway.
They've known that the allopathic paradigm for medicine has been wrong for a long time. So this is an extension of it.
And that's an interesting way to look at this, to say, but people either know or they don't know. They either understand or they don't understand. But what happens if they know and they understand, but they don't mind?
They know and they don't understand and they don't mind. You're right, because it's the best paying paradigm. Jerry Gergich says the ship's name is Dali, and Salvador Dali painted something called The Broken Bridge and the Dream. The Broken Bridge and the Dream. So everyone is reaching for all kinds of esoteric.
Right. The ship that crashed in that movie, Leave the World Behind, was called White Lion, right? The White Lion?
I think so, maybe, yeah.
But it was also out of Sri Lanka, I think. This ship originated in Hong Kong and was on its way to Sri Lanka. So I don't know what significance that has, but
is this the broken bridge in the dream from Salvador Dali? Wow. I'm not.
That might be his painting.
I'm not familiar with the art. That's kind of has a Tim Burton look to it. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, that's one I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah, I'm not into. Is this modern art or is this? I don't even know. I'll have to check it out.
Well, Salvador Dali would be considered surrealism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on the Moscow event before we close out? I think we've done a pretty good job. Is there anything that Phil brought up?
You know what I always do. I one of the things I look at is, was there a drill? Because practice makes perfect. And sure enough, there was a drill.
Really?
Simulating a terrorist attack in 2022 at the Crocus Theater, that same exact location in Moscow. But this particular drill was simulating a Ukrainian terrorist attack on the theater.
Okay.
So we know they already had.
So they already had the film in the can.
Right.
Oh, I got it. So they've been working on the editing for 2 years. It was ready for release.
Well, you know, what's the best timing for something like that? You know. You can prepare it well.
Well,
in advance.
I like they timed it so anyone who may have had any issue with Putin winning with 98% of the vote, maybe now they have something else to think about. What about that?
May have been that, or may be the Novotny. This definitely, you notice Novotny. What's his name? Anatoly Novotny.
Oh, right. Novotny. Another.
Yeah, he's completely disappeared from the headline. He's gone. We've forgotten about him. We're back to talking about Julian Assange again, but we're not talking about this guy, Novotny. So, hey, yeah, one of the things that this Crocus Theater thing, it was not Novotny completely out of the news, certainly in Russia and worldwide, because you're not seeing him mentioned anywhere.
Right. These events, like I said, the hoax calendar is packed so tightly now. We don't even have time to reflect on any of these events. It's just bang, 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 one after the other. It's not easy. What do you think?
Well, I guess I draw a distinction between something like, you know, we talked about the Taylor Swift psyop or the Kate Middleton psyop. That's like, everybody was looking at those pictures saying these pictures aren't right. They look fake. Something's wrong. Yeah. You know, right. Those are the sort of day-to-day hoaxes. Yeah. But when I look at something like this bridge destruction, this controlled demolition of this bridge, or 9/11, that's kinetics. I mean, that's real destruction going on.
Okay.
It's true. The cover story for that destruction, that controlled demolition, may be a complete fabrication, maybe a hoax, a ridiculous hoax. But the kinetics are still real. The destruction is still real. And the impact that the destruction of this bridge is going to have, you know, and so that's how, you know, you could look at the Crocus Theater thing in Moscow and say, well, that was strictly for psychological effect. Or unless they really were motivated to demolish the building and put up a new theater. I don't know.
Well, it apparently was empty for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, I don't even think they were using it. And it reminded me very much of the Beslan School incident. That's quite a few years back. That's where they staged an alleged terrorist attack on this school in Beslan by people who were claimed to be Chechen terrorists. So they had a pretty specific agenda on that.
Man says this confirms who was actually behind the event. Less than one day. And the government, sorry, I had to change the screen here. Less than one day and the government is saying that it was an accident and now the feds are going to pay for the entire thing. What about insurance or the shipping company? Why? Because this will eliminate any actual investigation.
Scooby-Doo justice. Yeah. Scooby-Doo truth. Yeah. Putin said something interesting. Putin apparently thinks these two events are linked.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know. He may have just been sort of, you know, trolling people with that. But General Flynn thinks they're linked. So the next question is...
Yeah, that's all. That's conspiracy candy. I do have to say, whenever I look at this picture, though, the size of the bridge compared to the size of these ships, they really do need, as I said earlier, a larger span to pass under.
There was plenty of space for that ship to get through. I mean, you know, it's almost like it would aim directly at the pylon.
No, I agree with that, but it would.
But then again, as you say, the video itself could be completely.
No, I think that is. I'm just saying that this bridge doesn't look like it was built with super container ships in mind. That's all. In 1977, even though we know that these people plan things way in advance. Did they really think that almost everything was going to be manufactured and processed in China by way of these mega ships?
Well, they planned pretty far in advance, but I don't know if container capacity then was anything like what it is now.
Yeah, well,
now it's ridiculous.
Every other truck in North America is a container truck. The containerization of America, Canada, the world is just it's just crazy. You know, if the climate cultists really cared less about the so-called burning of fossil fuels, then they would bring all the industries back to North America and stop all this.
Well, that's what Trump says he wants to do. And I'm willing to lay odds. He's going to talk about this and he's going to say, well, this is why we need to bring the manufacturing back here and take
the only
it away
problem
from China
is he's gonna need
like
they're gonna need to bring in people to work here because They're going to need people to do these crap jobs that the Chinese are doing. They'll only bring them back as soon as the Chinese wages get to a certain point that it balances out with the shipping to do it all back in North America. And by then, all these plants will be set up in Mexico anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of China, I've seen some videos claiming that there's a wave of crazy violent crimes going on in China. People are snapping out, flipping out, and usually knife attacks and or car attacks. And I was watching some cell phone videos of people going crazy in China and basically creating mass casualty events. I don't know.
I think they're having, maybe it's have pretty big unemployment in China too, which sort of.
There are a lot of problems in China
and
right
they
now.
Have a debt. This guy looks
there it is. Oh, there's the one Brandon
like
Scott.
Kicked off
that
the basketball team. He does.
Those who are impacted, those families, pray for our first responders. Thank them, all of them working together. City, state, local.
Who is this clown? He doesn't have that mayoral look, but I guess, what does it even matter anymore? These guys have no real authority. Anyway. Wow, Twitter is still a gold mine for all kinds of crap, huh? Do you go on to the Twitter much? Are you there, Lynn? You mute yourself?
Yeah. You should see what Lara Logan has to say about this bridge collapse on Twitter.
Well, go ahead. What'd she say? I barely know who she is, so.
Well, mainstream journalists work for, I don't know, CBS, ABC, NBC. She became famous because she was sexually assaulted in the middle of a crowd in Tahrir Square.
Oh, right. That
Lara Spring.
Logan. I remember her. She was super cute. Yeah.
And a blonde, I guess. And she's got a whole rap on Twitter, if you can find it, where she lays out this conspiracy theory that this was done to just that. Well, first of all, she starts talking about all the hazardous materials that are transported on the, that bridge is a critical artery for the transport of all kinds of commodities, but especially for hazardous materials. And now those same hazardous materials are going to have to be trucked all the way around the city.
Yeah, big deal.
So, and she talks about, she considers this an attack on the U.S. economy. Look, we could say hoax. We could say fake. Right? We can say simulated. But we can't deny sabotage. Destroying critical infrastructure, whether it's transportation, communication, food production, that is sabotage. And sabotage is an act of war. And if it's done by your own people, not only is it an act of war, but it's treason. So before people start, I know people, there's some people that like to say, oh, it's all a hoax, it's all a hoax, it's all a hoax. Well, this particular hoax is going to cost a lot.
What's it?
It's going to cost.
What's it going to cost?
It's going to cost
just more. Well, I see, but there'll be subsidies. The whole COVID thing set up a whole subsidy system where the government.
Well, the UBI, you think they're going to.
Oh, whatever. Well, that's going to come anyway. Yeah. But what I'm saying is now there's this whole infrastructure for funding when they turn off the economy or reset the economy. So Marty up north, who I follow from Canada here, he says he slowed down the video and saw the controlled demolition explosions at the four different.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. If this is a video that can be trusted, I don't think it can be.
Well,
so there's no reason to believe this is a real representation, but it doesn't matter. In the end, we know like you said earlier, we've said many times, it's Scooby-Doo justice. We've got the whole story. The story is now over. We got it. We know what the point is. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes here.
So I guess we don't want to pander to people who are simply going down the Russia did it rabbit hole or China did it rabbit hole. It was a cyber attack.
That's nonsense.
Rabbit hole. Yeah.
It's nonsense. But again, I think it's the way all infrastructure will be funded in the United States. So you guys are going to have to fix your bridges. We fix them up here.
Before you can build back better, you have to do a controlled demolition.
Yeah. Well,
there is no build back better.
Well, normally they twin bridges. Normally they'll twin a bridge and then knock down the old bridge. That's usually how it works. That's how I go over a new bridge here every day in Toronto. So they've twinned it. Now they're working on the old bridge and they're going to just double the capacity. But that's normally how it works.
Since I can deduce which Baltimore businesses are going to be really damaged by this, I can also speculate on who may have invested or maybe short sold stocks on the shipping company, or maybe
I don't think that's going to move the market in that way.
Well, no, think of all those ships that can't dock in Baltimore that are going to have to go up to Philadelphia or New York or Boston.
Yeah, they're going
to
be paying extra rent, extra fees. Right. Well, maybe those ports are underutilized right now. Who knows?
Perhaps. There is always profit in this. You couldn't get all these people to go along with it unless there's plenty
of
profit.
Spreading the wealth. Yeah.
So here's my suggested music. You want to go back and play that Like a Bridge?
Yeah. Well, you've got it on. I can play that. I can play us out on that. What I wanted to...
get people in the mood.
I'm looking at the stats. We got a pretty good crowd tonight, but most of the people, we got a huge crowd from Twitter. So if this is real, we have quite a few people listening on the Twitter live tonight, which is really interesting.
Wow.
I don't know. Do I have a whole new, because I don't really have that many followers on Twitter. I've been on Twitter forever.
I think we're breaking into a whole new demographic layer, maybe. That'd be really cool.
I don't know what the heck is going on. So I've got, how many followers do I have on Twitter? How do I even look? I have, 17. Okay, this is a bit of a pop. I have 1,747 followers. But, you know, most of these followers I got myself because I went and followed everyone who I agree with in my stream. So they all followed back. So I'm actually following 2,300 different people from the COVID days. And most of them just followed me back. So I hardly have any... organic followers, and I've been on.
Is Elon Musk following
so,
you
no.
at all?
But I have. I've been on since August 2013, and I only have 1,700 followers. So,
hey, Elon Musk, you need to follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, you won't know what's happening.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, I know you've done a lot of shows tonight, so we'll. We'll play out these bad boys here. I don't know. Let me know if you can hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining, Lynn. This was an exciting day for... Are you called Baltimoreans or Baltimore?
Yeah, or Baltimoreans.
Baltimoreans? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. Baltimoreans. Well, thanks for joining. I know you've done a lot. I'll watch you on the Gemma show.
That was a pretty good show. Yeah, Phil really made some great points on that.
I actually invited him on this show at the same time, and that's before I knew you guys were doing Gemma. That's fine. There's usually not enough space for too many voices on these shows anyway. So,
check out his videos on BitChute because he got into this right away.
He did. I did post a couple of them on the Fakeologist forums, and know that there's a thread there for you to add anything more, but. I think this is sort of case closed now. I think this one is only going to last a day or two.
Well, the consequences are going to be enormous, though, economically.
Yeah, I think there's lots.
We shouldn't dismiss the impact.
No, not dismissing it, but my point is there's lots of federal funny money to go around.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're going to step right in.
Of course.
And get people used to that pattern of behavior.
Absolutely. And Bitcoin is 71,000 right now. So there you go. As they devalue the hell out of the US dollar by just endlessly printing, you're going to have to find something that's a little more
What about Epic Cash? Where's Epic Cash at
these days? Stuck at 23 cents. No.
We gotta get Uncle Todd on to explain
that
to us.
I think he's moved on. I'm sorry to say. So, crypto is always an interesting investment. The big boys have backed Bitcoin. The big money's behind Bitcoin. There's no doubt with the extra exchange traded funds. So Bitcoin is total valuation is $1.4 trillion. So it's a real currency. And this is not investment advice, but if you're ever looking, we do take Bitcoin, by the way. So just go to fakeologist.com/donate. If you want to send Bitcoin, I know some people want to send their cash. I don't really have a way of accepting cash. So just go to a Bitcoin machine and switch to a Bitcoin. And that would be fine with me. So otherwise, just punch in your credit card if you want to support the show and support FakeoTube. So, Lynn, thanks for joining. We'll see you next week.
Real.
All right, take care.
Or fake.
There goes Baltimore, Lynn. There goes me. We're down. We're done for another day. And we'll be back tomorrow, which is a Wednesday. And that's Fake Nukes Phil. So he'll be on tomorrow and probably summarize the rest of the videos from today. But overall, it's pretty boring. PSYOP. Another one in the books. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you